Amen. I titled the sermon, "The God Who Sees Me." The God Who Sees Me. If you read with me there in Genesis 16, verse 13, it says, "And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also looked after him that seeth me?" Praise God. That's the story of little Hagar. Praise God. She was a concubine to Abraham. Praise God. And she got pregnant by Abraham, and they put her out, and she's wandering in the desert. Praise God. She didn't know, what was going to happen to her. Praise God. But God saw her, and God sent an angel by her way. Praise God. And just like Hagar back on that day, praise God, you know, me and you today, we're being watched. Praise God. Amen. There's eyes upon us. I think about when a man becomes a Christian, praise God, amen, the world begins to look at him. Amen. As long as you're going, praise God, with the flow, and you're lost, and you're a sinner, and you're living like the world, nobody's paying no attention. But when you turn around, you begin to walk against the flow and walk towards God and begin to live a life, praise God, you're supposed to be living. When you claim, "I'm a Christian," praise God, the eyes of men are upon you, and they're testing you, and they're trying you, praise God. They're watching to see if your religion is real, praise God. They're watching to see if you're a real deal, praise God, or not. But then I thought, praise God, not only the eyes of men are upon us today, praise God, but there's the host of heaven, amen, that's watching us, praise God. Amen, there's a great cloud of witnesses today, praise God. The angels, amen, behold our order, the Bible teaches, amen. They're watching over us. I'm sure, praise God, there's at least a few in this little bitty sanctuary right now of God's angels, praise God. Amen, they're here to see us worship God, amen. They're here to behold us, praise God. Amen, I think it's something. I think about little Elijah's servant, praise God, when the army was coming against him. Elijah said, "Lord, open his eyes that he can see." And he saw with spiritual eyes, and he seen a host of angels all the way around him with chariots of fire, praise God, amen. And I'm sure there's some here today, amen. You know, sometimes we don't know it, praise God, but sometimes the animals know it. I think about old Balaam, praise God, his donkey knew there's an angel standing in the road, praise God, with a sword drawn, but Balaam couldn't see it, praise God, but they're here, and no doubt they're watching us, praise God. But not only the good angels are watching us, but there's some dark spirits too that's watching us, amen. They watch God's people, and they wait, and they look for an opportunity, praise God. They look for you to halt a little bit, amen, so that they might pounce. The Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion, praise God, seeking whom he may devour, amen. They're out searching, and they're watching, they're listening to you, and they're studying you, and they're making a plan how they can come against you, praise God. They're looking for your weaknesses, amen. They're biding their time, and when the opportunity comes, and you get away from the good shepherd, and you wander from the flock of God, amen, they're going to come, and they're going to hit you, they're going to attack you, praise God. But I'm glad today that the good angels, amen, they're like our guardians today. They're watching over us. Yet, praise God, the eyes of the angels, good and bad, and the eyes of men, praise God, all together is just a small puddle compared to the ocean of our text. Our text says, God sees me, praise God. God is watching me, praise God. The eyes of angels are nothing. The eyes of devils are even less, and the eyes of man are not compared to the eyes of Almighty God. God is our Creator. He's our Sustainer. He's our Savior. He's our Judge. He's everything, praise God, to us, amen. And tonight, praise God, I want to preach about, amen, them words, God sees me, praise God. God sees me. God sees you, praise God. When the Bible talks about Jehovah God, when the Bible talks about Jehovah, He's a God who sees. In the beginning, when He created the heavens and earth, praise God, the Bible says He looked and He saw that it was good, amen. Praise God, He was looking, amen, upon the earth when He created it. When He sent, before He sent the flood, the Bible says He looked down and He saw that the wickedness of man was great and that every thought, every imagination of their heart was continually evil. He was looking, praise God. He looked at Noah, praise God, and Noah found grace in the eyes of God, because the Bible says God saw him as righteous in Genesis 7 and verse 1. Oh, King David said, "His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men," praise God. Amen. Jesus said that God, He said, "Your Father seeth," amen. Praise God, "Your Father seeth." He's got eyes, praise God. Amen. It's hard for me to imagine a God without eyes. It's hard for me to, I don't think I could even worship a God that I believe couldn't see me. I think even the pagans, praise God, I've never seen a pagan God, a false God that didn't have eyes. Every one of them had eyes. There was one that had bloodied eyes, but he still had eyes. And praise God. The Greek word in the New Testament for God is theos, and it comes from the word He sees. And that's what Hagar said, praise God, about Jehovah. Thou, God, seest me. How does He see? How does God see? So let's get into it. Let's turn to Psalms in the Word of God. Psalms 139. Psalms 139 in verse 7. Psalms 139 in verse 7. This is what King David said about God. He said, "Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." Praise God. The Bible teaches that God is omnipresent. God fills the heavens and He fills the earth, praise God. As King David was saying, if he went to the highest star in the sky, guess who would be there? God's presence is there. If he dug down to the deepest hell, guess who would be there? God's presence would be there, praise God. You can think about the universe, and I'm sure there's a spot in the universe, praise God, somewhere to the angels' wings. They even flapped there before. But guess who is there? God is there. You can go to the highest mountain on the earth, and God is there. You can go, praise God, the lowest trench in the ocean, and my God is there, praise God. He is everywhere, praise God. But not only this, but He's all around us, praise God. He's all about us. The Bible says in Him we live, and we move, and we have our being, praise God. Amen. He's all around us. Amen. I pray for His presence to be in the church, but praise God, it's already here. Praise God, He's already here. I want the manifest presence where people know and recognize He's here. But guess what? He's already here. And when you walk outside at night, He's already there. Amen. He fills the heavens and He fills the earth, praise God. And that's our God. But not only that, praise God, but this God I'm preaching about, this God of the Bible is in me and He's in you. Praise God. And I'm not talking, praise God, maybe about the indwelling of the Holy Ghost that people give when they get saved. But God is in everybody. All that has life has God in him. He fills everything, praise God. Old Job said, his spirit is in my nostrils, he said. Praise God, God is everywhere. So God is in me. God is in front of me. He's behind me. He's beside of me. He's under me. He's above me. God is everywhere. He fills it all. And guess what? He sees. Amen. Wherever he is, whatever part of him is here, he sees through that. Look at verse 11 of Psalms 139. He says, "If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee." See, praise God, God is everywhere. If He's beside me and above me, behind me, praise God, below me, He's in me, then He sees me really well. Praise God, if He's that way, praise God, He sees me real good. If God is just a man up in heaven looking down, I might be able to hide from Him. I might be able to go into a cave and say, "Hide me from His face." I might be able to get under the cover and say, "God can't see me now." Or I might be able to go when it's nighttime and think to myself, "God can't see me because it's night," but it's not that way. God is in that cave. God is under the cover. God is in the night, praise God, and He sees, praise God, and He sees really well. God sees everything. Nothing's hidden. Praise God. Something else different about God. When I stand up here, I can see everybody. When I stand, I can see everybody. But I can't pay attention to everybody at the same time. Some people might think that God's like that. He sees, but He's not paying attention to me. But that's not so. When God sees, He pays full attention to you. He pays full attention to everybody on the earth. Even the hairs on their head is numbered. He sees. Imagine for a minute, praise God. Use your imagination. Let's pretend that everybody on earth is gone. There's nobody on the planet earth besides you. And you're on the earth and all the angels are gone. And nobody's there besides God. And God is staring at you. You have His full attention. Amen. He's just paying the total attention to you, to your thoughts, to what you're doing. He's staring at you. Can you imagine that? Just you and God, the only people in the universe. Can you imagine that? Well, that what you're thinking, Praise God, is how it is with His attention. God is paying full attention to you. There's nothing you do that escapes His attention. His mind is upon you, praise God, at all times. Praise God. And God, guess what God is looking at most in you? What's your heart. Amen. God is looking inside your heart, praise God. Remember, He's in you. He peers through the windows of your soul and He sees that heart of yours and He's watching the heart, praise God. His full attention on your heart. And He's thinking, praise God, and He's studying your heart. He's searching your heart, praise God. He knows your thoughts. They're like on a big screen TV to Him. He knows exactly what you're thinking right now. He knows your desires. He knows your motives. He knows your feelings. He knows your emotions. Everything's being displayed to Him. He sees every bit of it. He's got total attention on that. And guess what? God don't blink. God does not blink, praise God. His mind is on you. His eyes on you. He's not like me. I got to blink every so often. Praise God. Amen. I can't stay up all the time. God doesn't get weary. He don't sleep. He don't blink. He's constantly paying attention to you. Praise God. He's studying you. He's watching you. His eyes upon you. Praise God. Amen. That's good. Praise God. I think sometimes, praise God, you know, man can't watch us all the time. I can't watch Stacy all the time. I'm her daddy. And praise God, I try to watch her a lot, but I can't watch her all the time. I sleep. I go to work. Things I got to do. Praise God. Amen. But God can. And God does at all times. And that's good. And then God watches us. With man, praise God, sometimes we can put a false face on and appear a certain way. And then when we go home and we think we're in a privacy of our house, or in our bedroom, we close the shade, we're in the bedroom, the door is shut, and we think nobody sees, and you're right, no man sees you, but guess who sees you? God. And I think, praise God, what He sees when we are in private, when we're all by ourselves, is really, praise God, what He's looking for. The false face is gone, no action, praise God, we're who we are, and God sees it, praise God. He sees. He sees me. He sees you. Praise God. And with this, if you think about it, God knows you better than anybody. God knows you better than you know yourself. God knows you better than your mommy knows you, better than your daddy knows you, better than your spouse knows you, better than your kids or your best friend. God knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. We're so good at passing over our own corruption, but God doesn't pass over anything. He sees it all. He takes it all into account. Praise God. God sees it all. He knows you better than you know yourself. God sees me. Praise God. I want that sermon to be personal. Amen. When we walk out the door tonight, I want you to remember, when you step outside and you say to yourself, God sees me. When you get in your car, praise God, God sees me. When you get home, tell yourself, God is seeing me. God is seeing my thoughts. God knows my heart. God is seeing every bit of this. Now, that's a comfort. That's a comfort in doctrine. People say, well, how in the world can that be comforting? Think about little Hagar who said those words, thou God seest me. Praise God, she had been cast out, like I said. She didn't know, praise God, how she was going to make it. She was out in the wilderness, in the desert, praise God, nothing. And I'm sure she's thinking, I'm going to die out here, and nobody's going to even know that I'm out here. Praise God, I'm pregnant, I'm going to die, nobody's going to even know it, but guess who knew it? God knew where she was at. God cared for her. He sent an angel by her way to help her. Praise God, He's seen her plight. He saw her need, and He blessed her. And she said, God, seest me. And when she said, God, seest me, it was a blessing to praise God. Amen. Sarah's handmaiden, she was glad that this God in heaven saw her, that He could look down and see her, praise God, that He knew her situation, praise God. I'm glad, praise God, that I got a God that sees. And I think about when I pray that God sees me. Remember little Hannah, praise God, she went to the altar to pray. She couldn't have a baby. And she went to the altar to pray, and she was full of sorrow, and she couldn't speak. She just moved her lips and spoke in her heart. And that old priest thought maybe she was drunk, and she said, oh, I'm a woman full of sorrow. Amen. God heard her prayer. Amen. Praise God. I bet He looked down, and He seen that tear run down her cheek, and He said, my child is praying. Amen. Praise God. He heard them groans and saw them groans. Saw that heart, praise God, broken inside of her. And He said, my baby is praying. And He bowed that ear down, praise God. And He read the thoughts of her heart, praise God. Amen. That's comforting, ain't it? When, praise God, amen, I can't get the words out. When I can't pray no pretty prayer. Amen. When all I can do is get on my knees and groan and cry. God knows and hears my prayers because He sees me, praise God. And how about when I worship
God. Amen. Praise God. If I lift my hand, think about that. It's a little bitty old hand in the great big world. But if I lift my hand, praise God, with a sincere heart, guess who sees that hand? Amen. God looks down and He sees me. Praise God. Amen. He's pleased. Amen. Praise God. If I'm doing it in sincerity, amen. Praise God. And sometimes, amen, just in my heart, I can praise Him and thank Him for His goodness. And He sees the praise within my heart. Praise God. Amen. He sees that within me and it pleases Him. Praise God. Amen. God sees me and He sees my burdens. Think about that. Amen. He looks inside my heart. He knows what I worry about and what I care about. He knows my burdens. Praise God. He knows all about it because He's a God that sees me. Amen. He cares about me. Praise God. And He texts me and says, Son, that You cares upon me because I care for You. Amen. And He knows my heart. Praise God, I'm glad He knows my heart. When men and people speak evil of me and they slander me, praise God, I don't have to run to God and say, God, you know that's not so. I didn't do that. I didn't think that way. God says, child, I done know everything you thought. I know what's in your heart. Praise God. Amen, I already know. I'm glad that He sees my heart. Praise God today. Amen, God sees me. God sees me when I'm all alone. Praise God, I think about, amen, all them good Christians over the years. Praise God, amen, during the dark ages, how they was persecuted. Some of them was put in dungeons and they didn't have a bit of light coming in. Amen, that's hidden from the world. They was in darkness all by themselves for years and their men didn't see them. They would slide food sometimes under the door that they might eat and they didn't see light. They didn't see nobody's face and the world forgot about them. But I know one that saw them. I know one that sees them. Praise God. Amen, they wasn't alone. Praise God. God was there. God took them into account. They could say, world, thou hast forgotten me. World, you don't see me, but there's one that sees me, that takes me into account. That's my Father God. Amen. And when I'm alone, praise God. Amen. I know, praise God, that God sees me, that I'm not really alone, that He's with me. Praise God. Amen. There's so much comfort in knowing that God sees me, that God knows my heart. Praise God. And that He sees. Amen. Praise God. And I thought, praise God, while I was working on the sermon, praise God, amen, that, you know, God sees me can be a fearful thing, amen, to a sinner. Praise God. Think about that. Sinners don't like that. Because if God sees me, He's before me, He's behind me, He's beside me, He's in me, He's above me, He's below me. Praise God, and He sees me when I sin. Praise God, when I sin, I'm sinning in His face. Amen, when a little kid, praise God, is willing to disobey their parents right to their face, amen, that's a bad sign. Amen, when sinners go and sin and right in the face of God, amen, that's a bad sign. Amen, that's a terrible transgression, but God sees the sin, amen. But not only that, what's even scarier is, amen, God knows thou thoughts. If you lost, amen, God still knows your thoughts. He sees the evil thoughts, amen. He sees, praise God, the evil plans that you make. He sees the wickedness of your imagination. Praise God. He knows all them hard thoughts that people have against them. Amen. When they think evil against God, God knows. He sees all these things. Praise God. Now what's more fearful than that is on judgment day. Praise the Lamb of God, and it's coming. One day, praise God, a sinner man's going to have to stand up before a holy God. And that holy God, amen, is going to open the books. And He says, you did this. I saw you. You did this sin. I saw you. Amen. You thought about this. I saw you. You see, the judge is also your witness. And He's a true and a faithful witness. And what He says is so. Praise God. Can you imagine that? Amen. You're standing before a judge that's also the chief witness. And He can't lie. There's going to be no excuse on that day. Praise God. Every sin He's going to bring up. Praise God. And He's going to say, I remember. I saw you do this. One charge. One charge is all it takes to get you in hell. One charge that's not washed away by the blood of Jesus is all it's going to take for Him to put you in hell. That's awful. That's scary. That's fearful. Praise God, but there's more comfort though. Psalms 139 verse 15. You'll read with me. Psalms 139 verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance was fashioned, then as yet there was none of them. Think about that. That's good news. Praise God, amen. God knew me. He saw me before I was born. Amen. The world was made, before the star ever did shine, before the sun ever came up. Praise God. God looked through time and He saw me. He saw my substance. Amen. He knew me. He knew you. He knew that we were sinners. Amen. And that's something. He saw that. And God saw us in need. Amen. He saw that we needed a Savior. Praise God. And He loved us even in our sin, even while we were sinners. And God gave His Son Jesus. Praise God for us. Before we was ever born. Amen. You know who made the covenant? Praise God, it's between God and His Son. Son, I'm going to give you for a sacrifice, and whoever believes in you, I'll give them to you. Amen. Praise God. And God saw our need, and God sent His Son. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That's good news. That's comforting. Praise God. Amen. If we'll look, praise God, to Jesus, amen. Praise God, we're going to have a load of sin lifted off of us. I thank God. One day, praise God. Amen. I could read, praise God, Matthew. I read about this man, Jesus, dying. I read a Bible tract, amen. And I looked in my mind's eye, and I saw Jesus dying for me. I seen Him, praise God. In my mind's eye, dying for me, praise God. Amen. I looked on yonder cross, and I seen God in the flesh. I seen Him nailed to a tree. I saw the blood running from the wounds. Then I saw a dark cloud be put upon Him, and that was my sin. And praise God, God, amen, in His mercy toward me, He pulled His sword from the sheath. And praise God, He smacked the shepherd, amen, that He might save the flock. Amen. Praise God, He smote His Son, amen, that I might be saved. I saw Him suffering for my sin in my place. And I seen Him bow His head and give up the ghost. It's finished. And He praised God. But I'm glad, amen, that He rose again the third day. Amen. And He says, come to me. Come to me. Praise God. And He saved me. Amen. He saved me. He'll do it for anybody. All who will believe upon Him. Whosoever shall call upon Him shall be saved. Praise God. Ain't that good? Amen. And praise God, I was thinking last night, praise God, while I was studying this sermon, I was praying, and I said, God, Thou seest me. I said, God, Thou seest my heart. Praise God, amen. You know in my heart, Lord, that I'm sincere, praise God. Amen. Thou knowest in my heart, praise God, You see it, Lord, that what is in there is sincere, praise God. I really do, praise God, want You above anything else. You can take all that You will from me. I don't care. I want Jesus, praise God. And you know, praise God, there's a peace. There's a peace came over me, praise God, to know that my God sees me. He looks into my heart, praise God, and He sees. He says, I desire truth in the inward part. I desire you to be sincere in your inward part, in your heart. I want you to be sincere, praise God. I'm glad, praise God, that He knows my heart. Praise God, He knows my heart. He knows Thou, He knows You, He knows You better than anybody. Praise God, and that's good news, that's a comfort. But if I was here and I was undone today, amen, I would find no comfort except in the bloody cross of Jesus Christ, where I can have my sins washed away. The only place, praise God. Amen. I'm going to close the sermon with that and ask everybody that will be.